Good evening, and this is Wednesday night. Mean business. Do you mean it? I mean business. Don't you believe me? Means. I hope nothing will happen to the jet he will be flying on. Don't worry, the jet is one of the safest means of transportation. By all means. May I call on you next Saturday? By all means. I want to talk with you all day long. By no means. May I go out today? By no means. You are not well yet. Mecca. Zao is a Mecca for skiers. Takarazuka is one for young girls, isn't it? Medicine. Medicine. Where did you put the thermometer? Isn't it in the medicine chest? Meat. Here comes Barbara. Meet Kenzo Sato. Kenzo, meet Barbara. Happy to meet you, Barbara. Welcome to Japan. Thank you very much for meeting our plane. Can you finish it by tomorrow? I am afraid I won't be able to meet a deadline. Melt. Oh, you are home already. Didn't you go skating with Teddy? We did, but we found the ice melting. I didn't want to swim in icy water. Member, are you on the committee? Yes, I am one of the five members. Memory, this is a birthday of Franklin, Dr. Roosevelt, and my great-grandfather. You have a good memory. Don't mention it. Thank you very much for everything. Don't mention it. Come and see us again. Menu, may I help you, sir? Just a moment, I'd like to see the menu first. Mary, can I join you? Okay, the more, the merrier. Miss. Michelle, put all those books back to the shelf. He's gone out, Mom. Wow, the whole room's in a mess. Message. Oh, you are home already. Did you see Mr. Fulber? No, he was out. So he left a message with Mr. Fulber. Is Mr. Suzuki in? I'm sorry, he had just stepped out. Is there any message? Middle. Isn't an extremist. He's used to be one of when young, but he's taking the middle of the road course now. Let me see. He seemed to be about 40. No, he's older than that. Lovers, a man of middle age anyway, right? Middling. How do you feel today, Grandma? Feel to middling, thank you. Might. What are you going to do tomorrow? Well, I haven't decided it yet. I might go fishing or I might go cycling. Might as well. When will he show up? He is too late. He might as well eat without him. Milder. How is the weather in Tokyo in April? It's quite mild. You can see cherry blossoms at the time of the year. Isn't a beer bitter? No, no. This is a very mild. Mild. I've been here in the United States for 3 months, but I don't seem to learn how long a mile is. Just try to remember, 1 mile is 1.6 kilometers. Missed by a long mile. Is that the point you have been trying to make? No, you've missed it by a long mile. Meal. What do they do, the wheat, Daddy? They take it to a mill and have it ground into flour. You know, bread is made from flour, don't you? Mind. Don't you think Lester spent too much time playing football? Don't worry, honey. Sound mind in a sound body. Excuse me for interrupting you. Oh, never mind about that. Now I see why Ed is mother's favorite. He minds very well. Isn't that it? Mind the stairs. What he means, watch out, Sepp. He's from England. Do you mind staying home alone? I do mind it. I'll have Ayako and Marik over. Do you mind taking your shoes off? No, not at all. Mind your own business. If I were you, I wouldn't say that. Mind your own business. On one's mind. He did so many good things for us, but we did nothing for him. No, that's been on my mind. What's on your mind, Betts? I almost got run over by a car. I'll tell the police on that driver. And mine. I have no brothers or sisters. Our house is too big for us three. Mine is a large family, so I have to share a room with my brothers. My legs are too long for the table. Mine too. A minute. Did you enjoy the movie last night? No, I got a wrong seatmate. She was talking to her boyfriend every minute. The last minute. Did you do your homework? No, I'm going to put it off until tonight. You always keep putting important things off until the last minute. Misfortune. Isn't he lucky to have such an extraordinary father? I should say that's the worst misfortune that can happen to an ordinary man. Miss, I'll take these three books. How much are they? Just a moment, miss. Well, $12.50, please. Flour, my brother's back from the war. How nice. Is he all right? Quite all right. Every Brit miles him. Oh, every Brit missed him. Oh, where is the nearest bus stop? It's just in front of these restaurants over there. You can't miss it. We all felt that he was one of us. Yes, and we will miss him more than we can express his words. Okay. Mistake. I'm sorry. I can't speak English very well, and didn't he afraid of making mistakes? I understand you very well. Your teacher often thinks I am you, Mike. That's not her fault. Mother mistook me for you this morning, and I gave $1 twice. Okay. How was your Wednesday? Oh, okay. It was raining on and off outdoors, and so that's we felt very cold, you know, on account of the cold rain. Okay. Thank you very much for your usual listening to our Happy English. Good luck to you all. Have a good rest. Bye now. See you tomorrow.